This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. 2 days after a big stock market drop, let's take a tour of a jittery and interconnected world. In a moment, we'll hear about markets in China and Europe. And on Wall Street this morning, the stock market continued its slide. The Dow Jones Industrials Average fell about 200 points at the opening of the markets today. It's now down about 100 points. And we're going now to NPR's Adam Davidson to learn more. Adam, what's happening?
Well, it's gone down. Like you said, the Dow Jones went down, although just a few minutes ago it bounced up a tiny bit, though not into positive territory, because some new data came out that U.S. manufacturing has actually been picking up. But I think this bouncing down, bouncing up, it shows what's going on right now, which is a real fundamental confusion about where the U.S. economy is going and, frankly, where the global economy is going. This morning we had one report saying unemployment is up. That scares people. Then we had another report saying personal income is up. Well, that reassures people. Then we have this manufacturing data, but just a few days ago we had really bad durable goods data. So this up and down, there's a real fundamental question. Is the world and in the U.S. economy heading in a good direction or a bad direction? And that is being reflected in this kind of crazy week on the market.
As you talk to people on Wall Street, has anybody got that feeling like when you're in the airplane and it takes a sudden drop?
You hear a lot of the phrase flight to quality, which I guess maybe when you're in that airplane, you want to fly, you want to go straight to like a train or something. People are rushing into the bond market, into more stable, less terrifying, less roller coaster investments. In fact, this would be a really good time probably to refinance your mortgage if you could do it right today, because so much money is flowing into the bond markets that interest rates are going down there. Pretty sure you're going to see gold going up. People are looking for those stable, simple investments.
And in just a couple of seconds, sounds like no one thing is driving this drop today again.
If there's one thing, the word is risk aversion. People are scared of the risk.
Okay, NPR's Adam Davidson. He's covering Wall Street today.